This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings once again, everybody out there at TFMR. Hey, it's time for another one of those special podcasts where it seems like about every 90 days or so, I get a chance to visit with Tom Coughlin and Andrew McGuire, two of the principal bigwigs of the Kinesis monetary system. You know how excited I am about this and what a game changer I think it can be. And the process of moving it into the forefront as a really a global alternative is getting close to being done. And so it's a real thrill to get a chance to get this update again today from Tom Coughlin, who's the CEO of Kinesis and the Allocated Bullion Exchange, and of course our old pal Andrew McGuire. And Tom, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have Tom Coughlin. He is the CEO of Kinesis, the Kinesis Monetary System. He's also the CEO of the Allocated Bullion Exchange. And of course, we've got Andrew McGuire, who's an advisor to this whole process.
Thank you very much, Craig, and great to be back, and looking forward to updating your audience.
And Andy, thank you for your time as well, my friend.
Craig, you know it's always good to be with you.
Tom, I want to go straight to the horse's mouth, and in this case, you are the horse, my friend. You are pulling this thing along, and it is so exciting where you are in the process. So please, take over from here. Give everybody an update on Kinesis and where it stands at present.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, Craig. Okay, where to start? Well, firstly, we're getting very close now to the launch of our monetary system. Now, I think I've sort of run through the various different components of our monetary system with your followers before. And, but it's really exciting what we're doing, particularly our deal pipeline. Now, as I sort of mentioned before, you know, like we are great proponents of, you know, gold and silver as, you know, sound money, stable stores of value. It's, you know, the real currency of the universe. It's the longest surviving currency that we've ever seen. Obviously, you know, valued by ancient civilizations. And what we've tried to do and what we've been developing in at Kinesis is basically marrying up the old sound money being gold and silver and bringing it into basically the latest and greatest form of technology, which facilitates the most efficient medium of exchange, effectively, you know, connecting parties all around the world, breaking down borders and barriers of entry and disintermediating all the different intermediaries along the way to ultimately offer a global monetary system. So the whole thing is, okay, what makes money successful? For it to be an effective store of value, we've got that, gold and silver. And two, for it to be an efficient medium of exchange. Now, but we've, as I previously mentioned, we've added this third dimension, which defeats Gresham's law. And this is something very important. This is what makes us very different to, you know, any other predecessors of us. Okay, obviously the fact that we've put gold in the blockchain, a decentralized system connecting parties together, that's one thing. Like there's no centralized component to it where there's no central counterparty in the way. But this very important thing that defeats Gresham's law is this incentivizing yield system. So ultimately, you know, we want people making the decision to not only use gold and silver as a store of value, but to use it as a payment currency. And not only use it as a payment currency, to use it as the payment currency of choice over their legal tender. So that might be, you know, US dollars, euros, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, there's a bit of, you know, a challenge in place when we do that, because legal tender is, you know, what our goods and services are priced in on the street. It's what we pay our taxes in. And it's, you know, the, if you want to call it that, the fixed unit of account in a certain jurisdiction. I don't know whether I would call it the fixed unit of account, because, you know, that just sort of hides what's really actually moving, which is the currency and the actual prices of the goods and services ultimately. So, you know, what we're actually doing, we incentivize people beyond any other currency to actually use our currency, and they're rewarded for it. So we reward sort of active participation. So when people use our currency, they are actually they're building this benefit, which is a monthly yield. They get paid in gold or silver. The more that they spend, the more that they get paid. They also get paid to actually just hold it. They receive a yield just for holding it. And so that sort of accomplishes the different things that we need to do to organically build out this system. One, we need to attract in capital through an attractive risk-to-return profile. And two, we need to put that capital into circulation, get it moving. This is where our name comes from, Kinesis. And what does that is an incentivization system. The more that you spend, the more money you can make out of the system. And everyone understands money and everyone understands, you know, making money. So this sort of changes the ball game for precious metals and the precious metals complex, I think, because one, by attaching a yield, you're now sort of comparing it to other mainstream investment assets, whether it be, you know, dividend yielding stocks, rental property investment, bonds, bank deposits, if you want to make that comparison at all, saying, you know, right, in many countries around the world, there's negligible interest rates and also even negative interest rates, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And at the same time, you retain allocated title and ownership of your metal, full control of it, can take, you know, withdrawal and delivery of it at any point in time, all the benefits that come with, you know, precious metal ownership, but with a yield and with the ability to use it as a currency. So we're really value adding there. And, you know, we've really created this facility, this ecosystem designed to organically grow. And even if you refer in your friends and family, you actually, you know, receive a share of the transaction fees of whatever they sort of do as well. It might be a business. It might even be a government. So that sort of leads me on to, you know, what we're actually doing, and it's really astounding. As we've risen from the ABX team. ABX has been, you know, around for the better part of a decade now, founded in 2011, and continues to go from stride to stride, with some really great partnerships at, you know, the governmental level, at the, you know, the large sort of corporate level. And we're really plugged into, you know, the largest entities in the world in the precious metal space. And Kinesis really inherited all these partnerships and relationships, and it's really worked fantastically because, you know, a blockchain-powered monetary system whereby the metal sitting in vaults around the world can immediately be, like, liquefied and monetized and then used as payments or... basically used for the day-to-day sort of financial activities of a person or a business or, even a government, makes it something very appealing. So it was the next sort of logical step for us to sort of evolve into Kinesis. And now we are going out with our commercialization strategy. And this, you know, we haven't even really had much of a concerted effort to commercialize the business in going out to partners until recently, because we've been very focused on the developmental side. We've had a lot of, you know, confidence and faith in our model, but now seeing what is coming back and coming back thick and fast is all the deals. And we've obviously gone out at the governmental level, we've gone out at the institutional and corporate level, and also at the retail level. And really what's coming back, the feedback and the deals coming through are really astonishing. Beyond anything anyone's ever seen in this space, whether it be the blockchain space, precious metal space, or wherever. So I can go into more details there, but I'll take a pause.
Before we go there, Andy, I just want to get your input on the gold and silver component of this, the fact that it's fully allocated metal and it's taking metal. The more that Kinesis gets used and adopted, the more metal that has to be allocated to it that, again, takes metal out of the bank's hands. Maybe you can comment again on the utility of that feature.
I mean, obviously, this is there's so many aspects to it, but I think one of the things that really that I'm really focusing on right now with Kinesis. Now we're all doing we've got our various projects on, but really, this is to me. If you kind of sum it up, this is where you can take control and become your own central bank. What Kinesis does is allow you to hold your gold investments, and now. Think about this, zero storage fees and earn a fee sharing yield. Now, just think what that does to the unallocated market. I mean, this is just for holding your bullion alone.
Yeah.
Now, this has turned the reasons for holding unallocated gold on its head. Now, this is one of the many reasons I'm just so supportive of this Kinesis monetary system. Now, it puts the power of gold and silver position concentration, which we know where it is right now, is in the COMEX. It puts it back in the hands of us, the people. Now, but from an institutional perspective, and I know Tom can expand more on this, but global vaulting providers and asset managers are able to eliminate vaulting fees for their clients.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a massive game changer. Literally billions of dollars of physical gold and silver is destined to enter the physical gold and silver market. So as just to monetize the Kinesis currency, and as Tom has just outlined, the secondary market participation, the use case for this is so phenomenal that we're talking about billions of dollars worth of need to use this currency. Well, every single ounce has to be backed by physical gold, not to be bought later, but right. In the vault already. So this is huge, and it's not just has short term and medium term and long term implications. And obviously, you think, well, okay, this is huge. So who's going to provide the well proven institutional grade platform? Well, obviously ABX does, and as Tom has just outlined, that is virtually a decade old now, mm-hmm. and it is complete. This is an insured and a very very well audited system that is well proven, and so really what I would just say, look, and the other thing. One more thing, because you get me going. I just need to be shut up about this thing. But in just 6 weeks, and this is only 6 weeks now till the KVT sale ends on the 29th of August, this is your opportunity to get in, buy a KVT while they're still available directly from Kinesis before they trade publicly. Now, there's still an opportunity to benefit from capital gains on the KVTs themselves. In addition, you get a 20% share of commissions generated by the Kinesis currency suite indefinitely. I mean, this to me is, why would you be chasing a government bond? Why would you be chasing anything else when essentially what you're doing is taking sharing in this massive, massive global currency launch? And sharing in that, in the success of that. So really, I would just say, look, you know, I'll leave it to Tom, but I just encourage everyone just to get in, visit the KinesisMoney.money website, and just read how you can actually become a part of this solution. And the one thing I keep telling people, just don't read the Kinesis blueprint or white paper just before bed, because you will definitely not sleep. And that's my two pennies worth right now.
Well, and the timing, now that we're so close to, you know, all this general acceptance and use, couldn't be better, obviously, because price is now breaking out. And more institutional investors are gravitating toward gold in all of its forms, you know, whether it's futures contracts or the GLD or the mining shares or whatever. Here's another appropriate form. This is fully allocated. And as you said, if you can eliminate storage costs, makes it look even better, especially in a world of negative yielding global debt. So, Tom, I'd recently seen, and I think this is an interesting way to look at it, a chart on Twitter, and I wish I could pull it back up. Well, maybe I can find it and put it on this page, that it was a global map, and it had a shaded area over kind of Southeast Asia. It was like just a circle over just that part of the world, and it said, within this circle, there's like 2/3 of the world's population is just simply in this circle. And that circle is a lot, is primarily, at least to begin with, where Kinesis is going to get rolled out. So please, I guess in the final part of this update, Tell us where we are, you know, in working with the Indonesian post office and what that means. I mean, it's not like you're, you know, what Westerners think, you know, Canadians or U.S. people think about a post office. It's a totally different deal. Please explain to everybody where the adoption is taking place and how then this is going to get just going to grow and be accepted now in just really the weeks ahead.
Certainly, yes. So, I mean, what I want to say to your audience is, you know, I guess I sort of feel their pain from the point of view because I think they all understand, you know, sound money and where gold and silver fit into that basket and, you know, how they should be playing a role in sound money for the future. You know, taking away the power that's in the hands of central planners, in the hands of the bankers, et cetera, and all the shenanigans that that they do in effectively messing with our lives by messing with the value of money, which we are legally mandated in using. And, you know, the disruptive power of Kinesis is something that really should be appreciated and understood. And what we're doing at Kinesis is something different to, you know, anything else that's coming out that has come out before. And let me just explain it. So it's not just the Indonesian post office. It's effectively the entire Indonesian nation, both at the governmental level and at the private sector, whether it be, you know, the major banks. We've got complete cooperation and integration with the four major banks in Indonesia, which basically have a footprint throughout all of Asia, the Middle East, etc. And this is the very start for us. Now, we're rolling out our commodity exchange, basically in partnership with the Jakarta Futures Exchange, JFX. The payment system powered by Kinesis with the post office, with a large, I think it's one of the largest sort of religious organizations that's actually nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. It's an Islamic organization, abbreviated NU. Don't get me to try to pronounce how it's actually its real name. Some Indonesian name that I can't, my Indonesian is not very good, let's put it that way. And, you know, and that's the very start. And we've got a pipeline of post offices around the world that we're connecting into. But to give you an idea, you know, in a lot of countries all around the world, in the developing countries, there's massive unbanked and unbanked populations, even up to, you know, 75-80%, in some countries even larger, whether it be throughout Africa. We've got very large initiatives going on with governments all throughout Africa to go in and empower their people, really, you know, and to give them financial access, financial identity, and, you know, drive efficiencies, make it so they don't have to drive, you know, 6 hours or 8 hours to a post office to actually pay for their electricity bill with physical cash, which in some rural communities, that's what has to happen. Instead, you can do it over the phone in 30 seconds, you know, with a Kinesis application. So, you know, like what we're working at the governmental level, obviously, and if you take Indonesia, it's a country of 270 million basically citizens, fourth largest population in the world behind the United States, where then we'll be in short order rolling out to other nations where we have buy-in from also, whether it be their exchanges, whether it be their postal systems. And the whole goal of this is to connect up and network post offices all around the world who are already acting as like might be agents for Western Union doing remittances, so cross-border remittances. Basically, it might be migrant workers sending home their pay packets in cash to their families and getting, you know, charged extortionate rates by Western Union or MoneyGram or whomever. Mm-hmm. Or it might be just paying for, electricity bills, utility bills. You know, the post office is the cornerstone of the payment industry in many of these countries because these people can't get a bank account, or maybe they don't want a bank account because of experiences with banks. And they're largely living in a very physical cash or even barter society. So we're really reforming, you know, these countries, you know, obviously helping to eliminate the black market, black economy, and getting it into, you know, basically digitizing a lot of these nations. And we've been doing work with the United Nations on this, the World Bank, the list goes on. So this is something that's very serious. We're rolling out at all different levels of society, governmental, institutional, or individual level. And we're rolling out with force now. This is an unstoppable movement that's being created. And it's starting to snowball. You'll see it's starting to snowball now. Actually, news is just breaking as we speak at this moment in time on the full extent of our relationship and what we're doing in Indonesia. It's effectively an exclusive like payment and monetary system to sit alongside their current currency system, their current monetary system. Now, certainly no other blockchain system digital currency can say that they've achieved something like that, whether it be Bitcoin or whatever. Mm-hmm. No one has achieved that. So this is something fundamental. And I think, you know, my experience in the precious metals industry, this is the best chance that we have of actually looking at a real, like, implementation of a real world global monetary system, whereby we have implementation and support and influence already by governments. So if any other, you know, basically we're building out our center of influence and power here and allies, call it the coalition of the willing of, you know, governments all around the world that have already bought in, already subscribed to the system. And, you know, they want the benefit of their people. Now, but in addition to that, we obviously, you know, go all the way down and face the end user directly as well. They can get involved, participate in our system, support us, and bring in friends and family, even make money for themselves along the way. And obviously, you know, support a collective movement that is, you know, has very, you know, strong and sound and honest and humble beginnings, but also, you know, also our cause and our mission is there for the people as well. And this is a system. It's not they're not dealing with a corporation which is trying to sort of, you know, take their money and put it in pockets. Right. This is a system that's built for the people. And the mechanics within the system, they are maintained in the system forever. So all you need to do is look up the mechanics, see how, you know, basically it's a collective sharing of wealth. Every transaction fee that's charged is then like divided up and shared with different participants in the system according to their participation. So we're obviously very excited. I don't sleep these days. I don't know whether Andy does either. But everyone's buzzing, and we've got this massive network of support all around the world now. Basically, everyone who I speak to is super excited. And, you're the first person that we've spoken to in a very long time, Craig, actually. Andy and I have actually been too busy for doing interviews. I thought we'd be... basically almost off the interview circuit. But I wanted to give you an update. Obviously, you've been a loyal supporter of, our different operations and what we're trying to do in the market for a long time now, and really appreciate that and appreciate the support of your listeners as well.
Well, I tell you, Tom, as we wrap up, I want to talk again just a little bit more about the KVT. But look, I as you said, I've been a supporter because what I recognize here is a chance for literally a couple of billion people in time to finally have some economic empowerment, to rather than be forced to use a devaluing currency of, you know, whatever their country is or whatever, or the wasted time, as you mentioned, traveling here to there to pay cash, because I wouldn't trust the local bank in wherever, Malaysia, Indonesia, whatever, right? I'm sure that's what their, you know, the locals' experience is. And so the ability now to give them an alternative that actually then has growth prospect to it and is attached to the precious metal. What it can do for mankind is what has always thrilled me the most. And that's something to which we're all indebted to you and Andy and everybody else on the team. Now, there's a way that people can still get involved personally, and we'll end there. But the other thing I want people to understand is this will impact the system and the end of this fractional reserve derivative pricing scheme that is dominated by the banks, because all of this metal leaves the banks. It has to be fully allocated. So when you hear people on Twitter and other analysts talk about just chasing a dot on a screen and calling that the price of gold, it's not. And there are efforts being made behind the scenes that you don't know about, you, whoever is listening to this right now, efforts like this one that are being made to free the price and free the metal from the shackles of the banks. So you need to understand, it's not just chasing a dot. It's not an Elliott wave. It's not a Fibonacci retracement. There are legitimate, serious efforts being made to change a system, and we will all benefit from this. So anyway, that's just my sermon. Tom. Andy had mentioned earlier about the final stages of the KVT. Look, this is not a sales pitch. If you want to get involved, go to kinesis.money. The link will be on this page, and you can learn all about it and find out if it fits your profile and everything else that goes with it. But tell everybody how that, again, in the final stages, how that works.
Yeah, sure. So on the KVT, that's basically, if you buy a KVT, then you're buying into a share of the transaction fees, a proportional share of 20% of the transaction fees in the system. And let me just say this as well, in sort of wrapping this up, we've got a long list of news to come out in the not too distant future. We've been, basically working on some of these deals, and it might be massive platform integrations, government integrations, massive amounts of bullion coming into the system. I mean, I can tell you, Craig, because I know some of our sort of followers, supporters, ambassadors are looking at this as well. We're anticipating over the next little while, a couple of hundred million dollars of gold and silver to hit the system from, just starting to come in from investors around the world. And that's in short order. And then we've got, like, say, for example, and this is the power of this initiative that we have in Indonesia, and this is going to spread all around the world. We have, like, the CEO of the post office in Indonesia actually, really going out there and looking to drive in other post offices around the world. And what it is this, it's a gold for nation, gold savings initiative, whereby, every citizen of adult age is required to save a certain proportion of their salary in gold. The stable asset. But as I said before, you've got 270 million Indonesians. Let's say 220. I don't really know the figures. Let's say 220 million buy 1 gram of gold per year. Let's call it $40 of gold. Then that's like 220 ton of gold coming out of the system. And let's just, that's the power of this and what we're doing. So we can really suck the vaults dry of the London market, of the COMEX. And, we're really confident in what we're doing. We've got a massive sort of coalition of support at this point in time. So I can talk about it like this, but that's sort of what we're looking at here. And I mentioned before offline, the post office, say, in Indonesia, I believe it has something like 55,000 branches. Don't quote me on that. I might have confused it with something else, but it's something like that. So that integration, it's like integrating with a bank that has 55,000 bank branches.
Yeah.
That gives you – and they're the cornerstone of the payment industry in these countries. And in these developing countries, the post office is the cornerstone of the payment industry. So that gives you an idea of the scale and size of these rollouts. These developing countries, they really do understand the value of, like, gold as a stable store of value. And they want to, empower their nation. They want to, rip away the control and power that even, some Western powers might have against their country. So we're super excited about what's happening, we look forward to delivering results. I haven't even told you even sort of 5% of everything that we're doing at this point in time, but I look forward to, you know, delivering more and more and more. Just Google us if you want to know any more information. We've got a lot happening.
We'll put the link right here on this page. Guys, keep on going. I mean, no sense talking to me at this point. You got work to do. Please keep carrying the flag forward. This is just so exciting, and I'm just so appreciative of all your efforts on so many levels. Andy, you thank you for what you do.
It's been, you know, this isn't even work. As I say, sleep is something that it gets pretty boring even thinking about sleep. I think basically what should be issued by along with the gold currency is oxygen cylinders. I tell you, it's just too exciting. It's just so exciting.
And Tom, thanks for all you do, and safe travels, my friend.
Thank you very much, Craig. Good to talk. It's good to be in this position where we hopefully next time we talk, we can reflect back after making a real material impact on this market.
Can't wait. Well, all the best, gentlemen. Thank you again for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Frank.
All right. Bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll have, I'm sure, another update on Kinesis very, very soon.